This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 19th. Okay, so what's going on? Well, not a lot, to be honest with you. Obviously, President Trump threatened to redo military action against Iran, and then he called it off because the leaders in the Gulf states asked him to, and apparently there's serious negotiations underway now. So we'll see. These are all distractions. I think there is a concern over stag inflation, which means low economic growth and inflationary pressures bubbling through the world economy. There's no doubt that's in place now. You even saw that in the PPI report. Wholesale prices were up for goods and services. We do have an issue with the bond market. There's no doubt that yields are meandering higher. The spread between the Treasury bills and Treasury bonds is about 1%. That's okay. It'd be nice if it was a little steeper. But, Kevin Warsh, the new Fed chairman, has got to deal with this. And the Fed doesn't really deal with bond yields. They deal with more short to intermediate. And so it'll be interesting to see if any of this inflation dissipates. But right now, we do have inflation rippling through the economy. It's due to higher shipping costs, to be honest with you, and that affects both goods and services, because if you get on an airplane, it's going to cost you more to go somewhere. Okay, so what else is going on? The memory stocks are getting hit pretty hard. Obviously, Micron will be announcing after NVIDIA, not this week, a little later on, and there is no reason for memory stocks to get hit because there's a shortage. Samsung has labor issues in Korea. They're the biggest memory manufacturer, although Micron's DRAMs are a little bit faster. So if anything, if Samsung goes on strike, it's going to help Micron and everybody else because there was going to be a more acute shortage. So we're in a market that likes to rotate and punish the winners, and then it'll go somewhere back. I own a lot of Micron technology. I own a lot of Seagate technology. We have some SanDisk and managed accounts. So we're not anti-memory, okay? We're pro-memory. That's been a bottleneck with the data centers. So, but this is just what happens as earnings season winds down. The profit taking kicks in, and there's no narrative out there or news to cause these sell-offs. So we'll let Micron come out with great earnings and hopefully drop kick and drive all these stocks higher. So we got to look forward to that in the upcoming weeks. In the meantime, NVIDIA's announcement on Wednesday will be a big deal, okay? And their guidance will be a bigger deal. So we'll see. And finally, I would add that, yeah, President Trump owns all these stocks that we're talking about. It was disclosed last week that he owns a lot of stocks. They're being actively managed, but basically all those tech execs are on the plane with him and other execs. He owns all those stocks, so he believes in America, and we're going to grow now, and we're going to grow at a fast clip. So hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like the gyrations, but there's nowhere to go, okay? You want to go to bonds and lose money as rates go higher? No. You lost over 50%. You bought long-term treasuries in March of 2000. Do you want to, you basically want to buy good stocks on dips, period. And we're almost done with earnings announcement season. It's been stunning. But NVIDIA's going to announce. Micron's going to announce. Walmart's this week. Walmart should be okay. Same-store sales will be important for them. And let's just let the earnings do their job. And let's get ready to have a great Memorial Day weekend. I should add that we tend to rally going into holiday weekends, okay? So I do expect sentiment and everything to pick up. So don't worry about the gyrations. The big news is NVIDIA's earnings. It's not about Iran or anything else. And we'll just let the earnings drop kick and drive the stocks higher. That's what we're all about. So hang in there, everybody. I know there's been some anxiety because of the profit-taking memory stocks. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.